Hallelujah. As we begin to descend from the mountain gradually, we shall begin to see the things that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. Say a loud amen. Tonight we shall be dealing with mysteries and hidden secrets. Dealing with mysteries and hidden secrets. The Bible said in Daniel chapter 2, verse 18, if we read from verse 18, it said, okay, start from verse 17. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they will desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret or the mystery revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. There are many secrets that are behind struggles in life. Behind most struggles of life are secrets of the spirit. Behind most miseries, those things that make people miserable, are mysteries. Behind secrets, behind struggles, could be secrets. Behind miseries are mysteries. Thirdly, behind the mysterious, where something looks mysterious, what is this? I've done all I know to do. I'm serving God faithfully. I am a dedicated staff in my office. I taught others the same exam. We went to the same exam. The questions we revised together, we saw it in the exam. They passed, I failed. And I was the one who taught them. Why? Many times, whether they are broken with hidden covenants, demonic verdicts, ancient parental transactions, people find themselves in the struggle, find themselves miserable, find themselves in mysterious things they can't explain. That is why it is important most times for mysteries to be unveiled. I told a story many years ago that I heard about a family where people were, young ladies will not cross the age of 30. They couldn't cross it. Because their forefathers, it was discovered later, was buried with a young girl that was about 30 years old as his last wife. That is a king, so as he's dying, as he has died, his last, the custom is that the last wife should escort him. Buried alive. While the burial was on, she was cursing and cursing. And a curse, curseful must come. It's only a curse, curseless that cannot come. And that mystery was unveiled. Tonight, as we pray, I'd like you to pray desperately. Tonight's prayer session somehow tallies also with commanding the day midnight prayer, where we are looking at light, accessing light to defeat darkness. That is what we are dealing with tonight. And I didn't consult the note of the prayer schedule for this fast with that one before. I mean, I'm just noticing that they are the same thing. So, once God has spoken and twice have I heard that power belongs to God, I believe that as we tackle it twice, it shall be tackled. Now, what is the benefit of unveiling mysteries? Number one, miseries are terminated when mysteries are unveiled. Miseries, that which make people miserable. Daniel and his colleagues were miserable until the mystery was revealed. They were miserable. They couldn't sleep. Number two, victory over forces of destruction is attained where mysteries are revealed. Victory over forces, can generalize it over the forces of darkness, the forces of destruction. These people were going to be killed if that mystery was not revealed. There are things that are threatening your life today, threatening your family, threatening your destiny. All that is needed is one revelation. In fact, there are families where people have died and they keep dying until something is unveiled and something is tackled. Victory over the forces of darkness and the forces of destruction is at forces of darkness and the forces of destruction is attained when mysteries are unveiled. So with mystery, misery is over. With the mystery, victory is attained. Thirdly, mastery is attained when mysteries are unveiled. Mastery. People take charge. The same Daniel that was meant to be killed now became Daniel that Nebuchadnezzar was almost worshiping. Daniel chapter 2, verse 46. Daniel chapter 2. Then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshipped Daniel and commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. The king answered and said to Daniel, of a truth it is that your God is a God of gods and a Lord of lords and a revealer of secrets, seeing thou could reveal this secret. Then the king made Daniel a great man. Do you see? The man stepped into mastery. All that happened was that a mystery was revealed. You can be in captivity until mysteries are revealed. You can be under until mysteries are revealed. But he attained mastery when the mysteries are unveiled. Finally for today, histories are corrected when mysteries, in fact, histories are addressed when mysteries are revealed. Whatever it is that is wrong with your history, whatever it is that your history has a hand with, whatever happened in your history that is contributory to your current situation can be addressed when the mysteries are revealed. The people of Israel did not know why they remained in captivity until Daniel went to and understood by books. That was another form of mystery. Daniel chapter 9 verse 2 said, these people should be here for 70 years. Why are we still here? And by the time he unraveled that and went to God at the place of prayer, that was addressed. Captivity terminated. the history was rewritten because the mystery was unveiled. I pray tonight that this will not just end with a teaching, but God will give us grace to see what we need to see, what need to be uncovered, so that our lives can be what God wants it to be. Two keys in unveiling mysteries. Number one is access to light from the Lord. Access to light from the Lord. The Bible said in Daniel chapter 2, verse 22, it said, he revealed the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness. Why? The light dwelleth with him. Light from the Lord. And that light can come from the Word. And that light can come from any source. Number two, engaging the altar of prayer. At the altar of prayer, you can break into revelations and discoveries. Daniel, Jeremiah 33 verse 3, call unto me and I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty things, hidden things, which you did not know of before. I will show you. It is a commitment. It's a commitment. And he fulfilled that commitment in Daniel chapter 2 verse 18, where we read, where Daniel did, okay, from verse 17, and Daniel went to his house and made it known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah and his companions that they would desire mercies of God. Let's go into prayer. Ask God. Let him reveal to us this mystery. Then the mystery was revealed in a night vision. While we are in this praying, please, I'd like you to be very, very sensitive. I'd like you to be very, very, very sensitive. And when you are very, very sensitive, God will talk to you. Somebody say aloud, amen. I have noticed in my life that there is a way to pray and you pray generally. But there is a way to focus in prayer where you begin to hear things and see things. In fact, I've noticed that there is a shift in tonguing that can actually grant you access into depths where it is more like you just step into the realm of tongues and interpretation. And the Bible says, he that speaketh an unknown tongue, he speaketh mysteries. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and in verse 2. It's mysteries. So at the place of prayer, you confront it with tonguing, then the mysteries can begin to be opened up. Tonight, somebody will wangle your way into the world of mysteries, and whatever be that challenge shall be over. Stand up on your feet and give him the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and appreciate him for his word to us tonight. Father, thank you. Lift your voice and pray after me and say, Father.
Father.
Say it louder. Say, Father.
Father.
Will you say it much louder? Say, Father.
Father.
Thank you for your word.
Thank you for your word.
To me today.
To me today.
In the name of Jesus.
Of Jesus.
I receive your word.
Your word.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For the unveiling.
For the unveiling.
Of mysteries. Of mysteries. And secrets.
And secrets.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.